Melissa Etheridge has been around now for about 3 decades in the pop music scene, and our story in our Weekender section today that Walter Tunis wrote and talked to Etheridge about is really interesting because it kind of takes you back to the beginning of her career when she came out as this very powerful, you know, rocker, basically. And she talks about how when she started her career, she basically wanted to be a rock star and, you know, enjoy all the privileges and stuff that come with that. But that over the years, as a result of who she is and some experiences that she's had, she's become a bit of an activist, too, for several causes. One of the most prominent ones being that she came out as being a lesbian very early in her career and at a time when not a lot of artists were doing that. And then she is also a breast cancer survivor and very publicly went through that experience, including a career-defining moment on the Grammy Awards where she performed a tribute to Janis Joplin while she was in the midst of chemotherapy. And more recently, she's been associated with environmental causes. So it's been a very storied and interesting career for Melissa Etheridge. And it should be kind of interesting to see what aspects of that come out at the EKU Center.
One of the venues in the area that tends to host somewhat unique events is the Lyric Theater, Japanese Theater. That is happening this weekend.
Right. It's an artist named Katsura Sunshine, who is a Canadian-born artist who became enthralled with Japanese theater and moved to Japan and studied Japanese theatrical art and eventually established his own theater in Japan. And one of the real interesting aspects of it is it's comic theater. So I think, you know, sometimes we tend to think of a lot of the Japanese traditions as being very traditional and serious, but this will be definitely a different side for audiences here.
And it's time for the latest gallery hop. I guess this is an event somewhat unique to the Lexington area. It happens, what, 2 or 3 times a year?
It does. One of the newer venues on the gallery hop this year is actually the Lexington Herald Leader. And, you know, one of the cool things about that is that we have a parking lot right at the edge of downtown at Main and Midland Avenue. And you can come here and park, and I can testify from years of experience, very easily walk into downtown, into a lot of the venues that are hosting gallery hop. And we also have our own exhibition of photos by our chief photographer, Charles Bertram. And Charles is very well known to readers, particularly for his nature shots. Two things that really define his work to me are some shots he took of a bald eagle nesting in Jacobson Park, and then a pretty hilarious sequence of a squirrel availing himself of a thrown away McDonald's meal in Woodland Park, and also a lot of equine photos and just really striking images. So you can do that, and then you can venture into downtown and see many of the other exhibits that are going on as part of Gallery Hop.
And this year there's a new website providing information on what is going to be available and how to get there?
That's true. LexArts, which presents Gallery Hop, has really upgraded their website, and so now it's a lot easier to get in there and look and see what exhibits are going on, what might catch your eye. And there are several noteworthy exhibits, including an exhibit of a work by Robert Tarsing, who is a very well-known artist, and some other shows that are going on as part of Gallery Hop.
All right. Well, Rich Copley, we will hope the weather holds out for this evening, Gallery Hop and the other events. Thanks for being with us. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.